Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the David Vance podcast channel. And thanks to those of you who download this, and I do appreciate that. And thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk who sponsor this. I also appreciate that. Well, I'm afraid I saw a story which is kind of alarming, and it shows how profoundly anti-white the Labour Party is in Scotland, but I suspect elsewhere as well. And this concerns a Labour councillor called Audrey Dempsey, who claimed that white children and teachers were being attacked. And as a consequence of saying that, she has been thrown out of the party and accused of making racist remarks. Hey, you're not allowed to have white people being attacked. Well, just get over it. Time to just, you know, accept these things. According to Labour, she did not provide other... first of all, Audrey Dempsey said she'd been told by staff and parents from several schools in the south side of Glasgow about this issue. So she is reporting what she has been told. However, she didn't have other statistical evidence for her claim, which she made during a recent meeting of the Labour group. She told the BBC that she'd been asked an honest question and had been subjected to character assassination as a result. The question she proposed was, quote, to ask the relevant convener if they are aware of the rising attacks on white children and teachers in our schools, and how do they plan to tackle this? However, the question was not asked at the meeting. She then asked Glasgow City Council to monitor it and collect information. Disciplinary action has then been taken against her. The SNP and the Green politicians, naturally, those bunch of collective Marxists, weren't happy about it. And basically she's been given the boot. Apparently, they've obviously then dug into her social media history. Apparently, she posted a video earlier of her charity, Glasgow's number one baby and family support service, helping asylum seekers, which she stated contradicts the attempted narrative. Well, I don't know why they were doing that, but that's not something to be posting about. Best way you help them is to send them back to where they come from. But anyway, there we have it. Labour Party basically has decided that if you are going to stand up for white people and attacks on white people and white children and white teachers, then you're racist. That's as simple as that. And that's the level of anti-white narrative that pervades the British political scene. I don't think it's just Labour. Obviously, you know, our good friend Humza Yousaf and the SNP holds, I think, similar scant regard for the concerns of white people. And FYI, tonight, if you join my live show at 8 o'clock on Getter, on Twitter, on Rumble, etc., I'm going to be discussing the SNP's hate crime law with Mr. David Scott, who's, I know you've listened to before, who's a really good guy. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about as regards essentially the collapse of Scotland from being, if you like, a centre of the Enlightenment to become this dark, anti-white country, which it is rapidly becoming. And the weird thing about it is, it's got a tiny, it's an overwhelmingly white country. This is the other thing about Scotland that gets me. Scotland's about, I think it's about 96% white, okay? 96% white. So that's why Humza Yousaf's rant was completely inappropriate and indeed, in my opinion, racist. And that's why when this lady speaks up about the fact that she'd been told that white children and white kids and teachers in these schools in the Glasgow South Side had been subject to racist abuse and attack, she was sacked. And that's because the people in power don't want to know about these things. They want to have their ears wedged closed. They don't want to hear about it. The only racism that they can countenance is where it's against ethnic minorities. But when it's against the white majority, they don't care. They're not interested. And in this case, she's being punished by being sacked and removed from her party. And that tells you the absolute state of Labour in Scotland as well. And believe you me, when Keir Starmer strides into Downing Street, and that day is getting closer by the month, you're going to see this more evident across the entire UK. A country that is overwhelmingly white and should be proud of that. No, nothing to be ashamed about, much to be proud of, is you're going to find that white majority will become increasingly victimized, increasingly discriminated against. And the irony is they're going to do this in the name of diversity and equality. But it's neither of that, it's neither of those things. In a country that's overwhelmingly white, we would expect white people to occupy the majority of positions, just on a clear statistical extrapolation. And yet, I'm afraid if that's the case, then there's going to be action taken against them, just as there's been action taken against this Labour Glasgow councillor, because she simply pointed out that some white parents and white kids were being abused and attacked in schools in Glasgow. What an absolute shower.